I'm Kijin Higashibaba with WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. About 12,000 active and retired Syracuse area Teamsters are among union members nationwide who could get relief for their pensions after significant cuts to payments and benefits. WAER's Scott Willis reports Senator Chuck Schumer stopped by the union hall today to outline a restoration plan that could be included in the upcoming federal budget.
Schumer says pension plans are collapsing because they never recovered from risky investments made before the financial crisis struck. As a result, retirees across the state have seen their benefits cut by 30% after decades of paying into the system.
I don't blame anybody for being really upset because the people who worked here, they worked hard their whole lives, they put money aside. Or when the union negotiated, they said, okay, we won't take a 5% increase, we'll take a 3% increase, but you put money, you know, make it a nice pension.
Schumer says the problem is connected in part to the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, or PBGC.
That's a federal government agency that promised to back up the pensions should they run into trouble, but the PBGC doesn't have all the funding it needs, and that's why people here have suffered a cut in their pensions unfairly and through no fault of their own.
So Schumer has introduced the Butch Lewis Act, named in honor of a late Teamster who was active in the pension protection movement. Schumer says it would create the Pension Rehabilitation Administration in the Treasury Department, which would lend money to troubled pension funds.
First, it prevents any further cuts. And second, depending on how the whole thing is structured, you might get some of the cuts that have already been made restored. Not retroactive, but for the future.
Schumer says the $10 to $15 billion in financing would essentially act like a mortgage and be repaid over 30 years.
The 30-year loans would buy time for the pension plan. That would mean they could invest for the long-term health of the plan and at the same time pay the loans.
Schumer says there's a good chance the measure will be included and approved as part of the federal budget, which is due by Christmas. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news, go to WAER.org.